So last week, when I heard we have got 7 days of northeasterly, I was smiling ear to ear. Then I've heard, no, wait, it's going to be 10 days. And then it went on to be 15 days. Guys, it has been 15 days of northeasterly, and the fishing has been absolutely epic in KZN. But we've got that westerly coming through, and you know what? It's only bound to get a lot better because now the seas are going to get flat. The ocean is going to get clear. The sea is going to look like a lake. And if we thought we were already getting snook, cooter, and tuna out last week, well, boy, we are in for a treat. As for the rock and surf, well, we are going to see a shift from sandies and diamonds moving into browns and honeycombs. It is still going to be edibles. Don't get me wrong. This is that time of the year. It is expected. It is edible season, but the fishing is still going to be as amazing. And as for the freshwater, well, it's bound to get a lot better. Now, we're going to get into all of it in this week's show. We're going to tell you everything that's happened over this last week. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, because none of this news could be possible without them. Now, these are the stores you definitely want to go out and visit because they have exactly what we need for the epic fishing that's here in our world. Way.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
That's right, guys. I said it last week and I'll say it again. They really do have everything. I was at King's the other day and I've been checking out the 7x7 wire and it is truly amazing. I have never seen anything like it. So I saw them marketing it on the socials, but when you feel it, when you touch it, when you actually tie a knot with it, you really know what they are talking about. So stay tuned for my product review on this. You can find it on my TikTok channel or on our YouTube channel, Angler News. So yeah, that'll be coming out soon. Now back to the fishing report, because I can't wait to tell you all about what's been going on, but not just me, all our reporters. So guys, here is Adam, our South Coast guru, and you know what, he has sent me an influx of images of all the fish that has been coming out this week. Pretty much every non-edible species you can think of, the South Coast has produced it. Whether you are looking for marble rays, whether you're looking for sand sharks, whether you're looking for hammerheads, whether it was gray sharks, they have it. I have got all the visuals for it thanks to Adam. So make sure to check out our YouTube channel with this week's fishing report. But for now, on the podcast, this is what Adam has to say about the fishing down the South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well as always, guys. So, wow, what we've had the last few days has been absolutely insane. The amount of non-ed species that have been coming out, the huge sandies in Durban, Vinesh, I mean, that's absolutely insane. And there in front of the shark area, the amount of species this we're having down on the South Coast has been absolutely epic. And it's definitely been a case of hounds abound. From Nathan to JJ to Ashton, Teal, Jap, and many, many more, to Diamonds Are Forever, Vinesh, Kingies, Cobb, Hammers, Thorntail Stingrays, and some lessers, and a decent pike from Ross, just to name a few honorable mentions there. It's just been absolutely insane. And the sizes of the hounds that have been down this side, Vinesh, have been absolutely ludicrous. You've got a couple of the smaller ones in between here and there, but we've also had some really big boys pop up, and we all know that those fish, even the smaller ones, really do put a good showing for themselves. The greys have sort of slacked off a bit. It's not really, thick and fierce at the moment. So they have dropped off in numbers. So have the hammers. They've got a bit smaller as well. We've seen the diamonds pick up, though, and we've seen the hounds pick up. So the guys are definitely targeting them and definitely getting some good species. Now, we've had a few bream pop up here and there, that I mentioned, and we've had a couple of cob. Again, nothing really to write home about. And I do see that the water temp is a bit cooler for this weekend and this up and coming weekend. So I do foresee, again, more of a non-ed showing. We definitely get more of those fish. Now, it's been a lucky packet down here. You know, I've had some mates head down to Palm Beach, Trafalgar, further south. They've gone physically targeting bronzies, and they've been picking up a few guys here and there. But our water's sort of sitting in between brownish in certain areas and a bit sort of ginger beer green in others. Now, it does seem to be slightly setting a bit. And the wind does seem to be getting into a pattern of sorts, if you wish. But we're still having quite a few days of this east wind. We had an early west push through on Thursday. So, yeah, it's just definitely a lucky packet, Vinesh. I would say it's a lucky packet at this stage. Now, just a quick one, moving over to the weather. Friday, a northeast for the day, blowing between 20 and 30 k's per hour. Saturday, we've got a huge southwester showing her true colors again, blowing hard and fast. With Sunday, a northeaster to, I would say, predominantly later on in the afternoon, but a nice calm swell of around 1.5 Friday, where it kicks up to around 3 meters on Saturday with that west. However, it does drop down to around 2 meters again Sunday, with that early west Sunday morning, just flattening things ever so slightly. Now, going back to the water temp, it is sitting between 19 and 23 degrees with the south-south beaches. So Port Edward, Trafalgar, those areas definitely being the cooler of the bunch. So we have quite a bit of cold water, you know, pushing around. So it might make things okay. That west pushing through might just clean things up a bit nicely for us for this up-and-coming weekend. I know it won't be fishable at all if it stays the way it is, Vinesh, but we might just get that sand just calming down a bit. There is a bit of an east in the late afternoon on Sunday, but it might calm things down enough that the east won't have too much of an impact. But again, these are all just prediction, guys. We'll have to just wait and see. I know they did predict a bit more rain as well for the weekend. I don't foresee it doing too much damage as we had the last few days. But I have seen a few rumors abound and swirling around with this red tide apparently coming to KZN. Whether it's true or not, I'm not too sure. Again, it's all just predictions and hearsay, as we all know. But otherwise, Vinesh and fellow anglers, I trust that everybody has an awesome, epic weekend. Let's see those catches, tight lines. And if you can't get down to the beaches, try and hit those dams, because I know the guys are getting some big slabs bass fishing side. So guys, have an awesome weekend. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. A great report, my friend. Don't worry, we will be getting fish this weekend. We will still find those areas where we can get that fish. So, yeah, that west is going to clear it up a lot more, and we will be having some bending rods. Now, with that mixed bag, we do know the cooler water does bring that brown skates. It does bring the honeycomb. So, yeah, I can expect next week to see a fair amount of those coming out of the South Coast. And Adam was talking about the bass. Guys, the bass. It is truly epic right now. I'm talking about bass coming out even on fly. I mean, there is going to be some real great fishing and some really nice sizes. I mean, I've never seen a fish this summer being under 1.5 kilos, which is a pretty decent fish, you know. And of course, the guys are getting the 2, 3, 4. I've heard reports of even up to a 5 coming out. So bass fishing definitely on the cards. But that's for later on in the show while we talk to Jan. Right now, it is still the coastal report. We are moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, where it has been pretty quiet. The river does seem fishable. The conditions, here and there, but they are definitely bound to get a lot better. So with that being said, guys, here is Gary reporting from the Illovo Strip, covering Illovo, Winkelspruit, Warner Beach, and Amanzimtoti.
Good day, chaps. It's Gary at Illovo Beach. Yeah, it's been very quiet along here, along the flats. There's hardly an angler to be seen. This morning, early on the beach, sort of a light land breeze. Touch cool, eh? I'm talking early bell, sort of 5 o'clock, or past 4, 5 o'clock. Almost like the first week in April type weather, you know. Crystal clear all the way out to the gullies. Surf about half a meter, still that greeny brown, and not a nice sort of color one way or the other, you know. It's just sort of a very strong smell in the air. Been around quite a bit now. This used to get it going down Point Road early morning, that sort of salted hake. A haddock smell, you know, very strong. So the surf, yeah, ice cold after all these easterly, gee, a couple of weeks of it now. But we need a southerly to come now and then change again the first day east. Should be a fish or two. But it's normally quiet here this time of the year. normally time for the river. There was a bit of activity in the river mouth, sort of up from where it comes out, tea-colored water. Lots of little mullet fry, very tiny mullet fry. And fish having goes at them, a couple of nice-looking perch. Light tackle, ultra-light guys could have had fun there. I've got a couple of fish there this morning. Other than that, not much to report. A little sandy here or there, but a slim pickings. Let's see what happens in the week ahead then. Tight lines to all your chips.
Thank you, Gary. A good report from you. Thank you for keeping your ears on the ground from those early hours of the morning. Now, at the time of this report that came through, guys, it was still very much a northeasterly. And of course, as we know, the weather has been changing and we got that southwest that has starting to cool the water, cool the conditions, and gonna bring about some bit of rain. Now, later on that afternoon, after I got this report, I did get a call from Ray saying the fish were gonna be on, and they managed to get a couple sandies in the area all around the 15-20 kilo mark. So it hasn't been that bigger 60-70-90 kilo sand sharks that's been coming out, but there was a bit of activity later on, and we suspect that there will be a lot more activity over this weekend. So we can't wait to hear from Gary next week to hear whatever else has happened with this westerly that has come through and made the conditions a lot more fishable. Now let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler, where the purple patch continues. It is great fishing in Durban. It is great fishing on all facets. The harbor's on fire. Well, when I say on fire, you know what I mean. It's firing with the fish that are coming out. But guys, the fishing is truly remarkable. But I am going to leave our reporters to tell you all about it.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been a lovely week of angling. Lots of greys, lots of diamonds, lots of sandies, lots of honeygombs. Lots of all sorts around, from some nice fish, 2-3 kilos, up to some epic fish. 70s and 80s have been being caught. On the inedible side, it's been an absolutely epic week of angling. Guys are breaking their personal best left, right, and center in the last couple of days. On the edible side, there have been a good couple cob around. There have been some stumpies. There have been a good couple grunter. I've seen a picture of a beautiful kingie caught at Eddington. And I saw a picture of a lovely kingie caught at Glen Ashley. So, they are all around and all over the place. Just go out there, put a line, and go get tight. Whether it be a grey shark you catch or a lovely grunt or a stumpy, it's worth a throw at this moment. On the paddle ski side, we've seen some anchovies around. So the snook are boiling all over as well. Guys are getting some kuta. There's snook. There's tunny. Oaks fishing the bottoms are getting a hillbeck. Good couple doggers in the deep. The Oaks are having fun all over the place. It's just been absolutely chaotic this week with the easterlies that have been blowing. The guys that have managed to launch have been getting lovely fish. When spinning in the bay on Sunday, not much to report from the area that I was in. I got one perch, and that's all she wrote, but we saw a lot of sprats deep out. They were getting hammered by either good-sized sea park or snook. We couldn't quite see what it was, a little bit too far. But no kingies there by Wilson's. The guys did get kingies on the boat, though. I heard one guy got a GT of 6 kilos pulling a Rapala. So, yes, there are kingies in the bay. There are springer in the bay. There's some lovely grunting being caught in the bay. And these easterlies did actually turn the fish on very, very nicely. It can only get better. I think after this little bit of a west blows Wednesday, Thursday morning, and it starts swinging, I think we're going to be seeing some good fish still. We'll settle the sea down. I think the fish will come back on the bite. Guys, have a great one.
Oh, good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, fishing over the last week. Well, guys, after the 17th day of northeasters that have been blowing, we didn't get out that much. But when we did, guys, there's been some great bottom fish. There's been some snook and some kuta around. And yeah, guys, one of the other boats managed to get a lovely sailie and a marlin. So the water has cleaned up nicely out in the deep. All I can say is things are looking better for the week ahead. But yeah, guys, tight lines and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I absolutely love it, guys. That fishing over Oshaka Beach, Moyo's Pier this past week has been incredible. It was an influx of anglers, and that is because that fish was coming out virtually on every bait. Let me put it to you this way. My friend Liam came up to me and told me about his buddy and him that went down, right? They have got sandies every day this week. In fact, his friend was really undergunned when he went. He was using a 12-foot rod, a sweep fire 65, and using an Oki bait, and he got a sand shark, and it was a beautiful catch, his personal best. So a lot of anglers have been getting their PBs over this past week. Durban has been firing on all cylinders, and that is exactly what we want to hear. Now let's move on up to the North Coast, where I couldn't get my reporters. However, I did chat with them. And they've been so busy, you know, having fun, educating anglers, taking care of the beaches. And the reports that came through were truly remarkable. Now, Tongaat, Balito, and Shloti, guys, they were sand sharks, right? I mean, we know there were sand sharks. It's been all over the place. There were sand sharks, there were diamonds. And if you were looking for that edibles, there were a few stumpies and there were a few cob that came out. Now, none of these cob were really big. They were all around the 50, 60 centimeter mark. But I'm glad to report the anglers did put them back. Now, moving further up, Port Durnford and Imtenzini Banks, well, Suvika has reported that it was an absolute diamond smash. Diamonds were forever, especially with the club anglers that were fishing there this weekend. Up to 7 tons of diamonds came out on Sunday alone. So that goes to show the amount of fish that has been out there. Now, let me just talk about something which I don't generally talk about on our show, and that is those E. coli levels. So I was chatting to some of these guys that were fishing competition, and guys, the E. coli is still very much there. Every one of those club anglers were ill. They were throwing up like you cannot believe, and it was that red E. coli stuff that was coming out. They felt sick, they felt ill. A couple of them had to go and seek some serious medical attention. So, yeah, when you are out there, wherever you are fishing, where there are rivers, guys, please be careful. And they weren't in the water. You know, it was just from handling the fish and putting that fish back in the water. Obviously, you know, they were in knee deep, but, you know, not directly swimming in the water, and they were all quite ill. So, yeah, I'm going to touch on this later on in further shows about what's been going on with this E. coli story, because there's a lot of opinions about this. Just like how there are those mixed opinions about the red tide. Is it a red tide? Is it not a red tide? Is it a whole lot of jellyfish that are out there? Because we do know there is an influx of jellyfish out there. So we are not going to report on that supposed red tide, you know, supposed in inverted comma red tide, because we don't know as yet what it really is. I spoke to the guys that are involved. We're doing the sampling of this, and we are not putting anything out there until we know exactly what those samples come back as. So yeah, you know what? There's a lot of rumors going out there, guys. Just, you know, wait for the official news to be gazetted. Now, back to the fishing, well, that was Port Durnford and Imtenzini Banks. Like we said, it's been diamonds, it's been sand sharks, and it's been the odd cob in between. But moving up to Richards Bay, well, once again, non-ed show. However, the sandies are a lot bigger. Suvika reported a 93-kilo sandy that has come out from there, and that was on medium-heavy tackle. So you can only imagine the fight that angler had with that. And moving on up to St. Lucia, well, I didn't get too many reports off the rock and surf side. However, that offshore action was absolutely epic. Now, we do know last week there was a tuna fest. This week, guys, it has been full on cooter, and I'm talking some really nice cooter. Between 18 to 20 kilos, those are beautiful fish. I mean, in my book, those are competition winning fish. So if you're heading up to St. Lucia, make sure to drive up with a boat. If you do not have a boat, there's a good couple of charters out there. Go and book them and go and get those rods bending. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now to move on to the freshwater, where it is firing on all facets. Guys, Jan is going to be talking about the river action, the stillwater action. He's going to be talking about the bass, and he's definitely going to be talking about those yellow bricks out at Sturkey's. So I'm going to leave it to him. Guys, this is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. It finally seems that the real summer is in full swing. Blue skies and blistering hot to start in the mornings, and cooler overcast conditions with a good likelihood of a thunderstorm in the afternoons. Somewhat late in the season, but this seems to have been the pattern now for the last while, and it looks like it's settling in. Positives are the drier spells to get some clear weather fishing in, and when the thunderstorm pitches up, it's usually short and sharp and quite localized. And as there have been reports of some large hail about, just make sure you're not under it when it happens. For the most part then, the rivers have been clearing up, and I say for the most part, but that is unless there's been a localized storm, which will give the river a bit of a knock, as the water table is good and high, and anything falling from the sky is immediately off and running. The Natal Fly Fishers Club River Beats saw some action this past weekend. Anglers on the Moy River reported some good numbers of fish in the mornings, that is, before a storm blew in, and as a result, the river picked up in both level and color. But as we know, the fish have been there for well over 125 years now, and they aren't going anywhere in a hurry. So continue fishing when you can. A good range of fish came to hand, from 7 inches or 18 centimeters all the way up through to 15 inches or 38 centimeters. And of course, there had to be a tail of a 50 centimeter or 20 incher that got away at the net. A combination of dry and dry dropper was successful before the storm pulled in, with a switch to a heavy Euro-nymphing tungsten bead rig once the storm had put in some higher water level. While on the topic of rivers, the scaly anglers have been out looking for their favorite quote-unquote freshwater bonefish, with approaches to both the Umkomas and Lyons rivers. While the main Umkomas is still a tad high and dirty, the tributaries are reported to be fishing well, with predominantly smaller fish coming to hand at present. Also, just a couple of smaller fish reported from the Lyons River in the 5 to 7 inch, or that is 13 to 18 centimeter bracket, but good to hear that they are about. The lower Umgeni River is still also quite high and with color, but reports are that there are some big scaly about. My guess is another 2 weeks of little to no rain, and to coin a phrase, it will be a different kettle of fish. On the NFFC still waterfront, just a couple of returns were tabled, but only one reported a couple of fish in the 9 to 11 inch or 23 to 28 centimeter range. Anglers commented on the afternoon storms and being quote unquote chased off the water. And probably the wiser course of action, as I can confirm from previous experience. We are happy to report that the bass fishing appears to be out of the doldrums at last. The first event of the 2024 in the Joey's Tournament Trail held at Albert's Fall this past weekend yielded some good fish. The biggest fish of the event came in at 4.144 kilograms, which was a new PB for local Maritzburg angler Andrew Hall of Team Central Halls, and a big step up from his previous PB of 3 kilograms. This fish helped bring their total bag to over 9 kilos and taking the win for the comp. Congrats, guys. Fortunately, the fishing was over and the post-event festivities also narrowly missing the afternoon storm that pulled in. Other words from the water is that Midmar is properly on fire at present, with good numbers of fish coming to hand that are over the 3 kilogram mark. But once again, if it's gold bars that you are after, Sterkfontein is the place to be. Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reports that as things have started heating up, the fish are, quote unquote, sipping terrestrials in perfect conditions. And having been there before myself, Sterkfontein is that perfect place. With good numbers of smallmouth yellows on board, it's that first report of the sought after largemouth yellowfish that gets the blood pumping. And local Maritzburg angler, Dr. Simon Ackerman, fishing with Escape Fly Fishing this last weekend, did just that. Well done, sir. So guys, tight lines, get out there, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thank you, Jan. Wow, what a great report, my friend. You have touched on everything, and I'm so glad that Albert Falls and Midmar, especially Midmar, has been really performing. So, yeah, great time for those fish to be on the bite. The competitions are on. The anglers are getting personal best, which is always amazing to hear. And guys, if you want to see those catches out of Sterkfontein, once again, it is on our YouTube channel. Those fish are so beautiful. You can see exactly why Jan calls them those gold bars. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been amazing. It has been truly, truly phenomenal with regards to those non-edible species that's been on the bite. And you know what? It's going to get a lot better. We are entering that westerly wind. That southwest is going to flatten the sea. It's going to clear it out. And the offshore fishing is going to be amazing. The rock and surf fishing is going to be amazing. And from what we've heard, the fresh water is going to be out of this world. So when you are out there, guys, please fish responsibly. Pick up that litter from your area. Educate the anglers next to you. And please do not entertain the false news. You will know exactly what is sitting outside Bolito soon enough. The guys were out doing their testing today. I made the calls. I made numerous calls. I phoned virtually everyone that I know involved with ocean research and that kind of things. And you know what? They just said, hang 10. Those samples have been tested today. In a few hours, they would let us know, and we're just waiting to hear. So when you know exactly what is going out there, then go and spread the news and tell the guys, hey, you know what? This is what it is. Until then, you know what? Pay attention to us. Pay attention to East Coast Radio. They will be telling you what's been going on. Pay attention to Angler News. Pay attention to the appropriate social media platforms. So until next week, make sure to follow us, follow our social media pages. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News. Guys, when you are out there this week and having those rods bending, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.